Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show. 720 WGN.
8:45, and we are pleased to have in studio Chef Dirk Flanagan from Ocean Cut. Ocean Cut has been open now, Dirk. How long? Lean into that mic for me.
I think we got about 4 months under our belt now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And already becoming a must-stop, must-list restaurant for people who go out and eat in this city. And that's all of us.
Well, we're hoping so.
How's business?
Business is doing well. Yeah, we're picking up. Every day is getting a little better. And, I mean, I'm going through record amounts of fish. It's unbelievable.
And when he runs out, you don't know this, but when he runs out, and it's possible he can, it's hard to predict completely, Mrs. Paul's fish sticks are not on the menu. No, you don't serve those there.
No.
Don't. Well, give me some menu highlights.
We've got some Ora King salmon coming out of New Zealand. Super high sustainability, excellent salmon. It's done with a Baramente of star anise and a little bit of poached nectarines and this nori crunch. I think you guys are going to eat it in a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty wonderful dish. Highlights. Branzino seems to be the most popular selling fish.
What's Branzino?
Branzino, it's a Mediterranean bass as it gets sold, but it's in the sea bream family. Super mild, flaky, wonderful, holds...
Reminiscent of anything in particular?
Dorade, Royale, okay. Loup de Mer is another name of it.
Okay.
Oddly enough, all of there's like really pretty fish that sell very well, and then super ugly fish sell very well.
What's like an ugly fish that sells?
The scorpion fish and sculpin seem to really they move out, and people are like, I want that. It doesn't look like anything you want to put in your mouth.
Really?
But it's awesome.
Color?
Yeah. No, no. Awesome color. Super red, but it's got like spines and, you know, big sharp things.
All right, let
me
ask you a question because this brings. Switchblades. It's a gang fish.
Yes.
When you have a fish that's prepared in the fashion of Chef Dirk, in the way that you think it should be prepared, and somebody goes, I really want that fish, but I don't want to look at the bones and the structure and all that. Can we make that request to the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It happens every day, actually. We do a lot of like simple roasting or salt roasting or grilled. And you can request that you don't see the head or the tail.
Right.
We try to remove all the bones, but it's a real fish and we're human. So
right.
Every once in a while, people get a fish bone.
Do you like the presentation with the head?
I do. I kind of like, you know, I like seeing it. You know?
Authenticity.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's,
well, I mean, it's just,
fish,
it's
right?
It's a fish.
I mean, you can't really, there's no mistaking it. It's not a cow, which I wouldn't want served with the head on. But, I think, yeah, we get that request quite a bit. And you can, we pull it off and lob it off, actually.
We were talking about something earlier, which may not be your favorite thing on the item, or the menu, I should say, but the lobster burger.
Oh, lobster burger. Well, I joke that it's a bad idea, and it's only a bad idea.
Because you can't make a nickel on it.
No, not at all. I mean, it's 100% lobster meat. And the only thing I put into it is a little bit of lemongrass and shallot, salt and pepper. And the rest of it is 100% lobster. And then we serve it on a burger bun with gochujang mayo and bib lettuce. A little bit of shaved pickle.
That sounds good.
I would walk over there and get one right now.
Oh. It's super good. I mean, it's
ridiculous.
It's outrageous. I mean, I don't even know. I think it's like $18 or something. But
you know what? I'll give you 36. That way I'll pay for the next one.
All right. Awesome.
I know we could never create what you create in your restaurant, obviously, with fish, but how would you tell the layperson to grill fish at home?
Oh, well, hold that thought, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We're going to eat the food he made.
Okay.
Here in studio, but then you're also going to give us some of those tips.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, specific tips. You want to tackle some fish at home?
I'd love to. I love fish, but I don't think I prepare it right.
There's a definite kind of stigma attached to it because people think they're going to. A lot of times people just overcook it, and it's very simple thing not to do. It's also a very simple thing to do. So.
Stand by. Dirk will explain all of it to us in just a second, and you'll be having fabulous fish this weekend. But only if you go to Ocean Cut. You got a phone number for me for reservations? Nope, you don't. All right, I'll look it up myself. You're in the kitchen all day. How would you know your own phone
number?
Absolutely. Why don't you just give out your cell?
We're,
you can just take care of it at home.
Absolutely. It's on my business card, actually. You have it.
No, you have it?
Yep. I can't remember.
All right, what is it?
It's a 312-280-8882.
Give it again.
312-280-8882, and it's OceanCutChicago, all one word, .com.
All right, there you go. Nicely done by you. Get much better than that, does it? Talking to Chef Dirk Flanagan at Ocean Cut. All right, Andrea brought it up, Dirk. How do you make seafood at home and not screw it up?
Okay, well, it depends on the fish. It depends on the thickness of the fish, right? So always think about, first thing I do, like my first rule when I go to cook fish at home is I turn off the smoke alarm. Because inevitably,
you're going to set it off.
I set it off every time. But so leads to very hot pan. Okay. Always take your fish, put it on a paper towel, and dry it off. All right. So it all depends. Skin on, skin off. I prefer skin on a branzino or salmon. But I cook it skin side down first until the skin becomes very, very crispy. Depending on the thickness of the fish, right? If you've got about an inch thick piece of fish,
right,
you're going to go probably like 3 minutes to 4 minutes per side at the most. And you've got a small amount of oil in the pan, skin side down first, flip it over, barely, right, at the very end of the cooking. So you can poêle, you can just put some butter in the pan and just keep basting the fish over and over.
4 minutes, that's it. That's
4 minutes
problem.
Per side, right?
Yeah.
So
sounds
check it out.
Great
maybe
already.
Per side, right? And,
right.
But, and then on a branzino or a thin fish like a trout, you're looking at less than that, probably like not even 2 minutes per side.
So what's the main mistake people make? Overcooking?
Overcooking. And then they're like, oh, it's dry, it stinks, it's this, it's that. And, you know, I mean, fish shouldn't stink.
That's exactly
it
right.
No,
yeah,
really.
Exactly
I mean,
right.
It just... It shouldn't. I know somebody asked about like rare salmon and rare fish. There are certain fish that need to be cooked and that you don't want to eat rare. And then there are some fish that do lend themselves very well. They feel good in your mouth and you want to eat them raw. Like tuna is one of them. Salmon, obviously, a lot of people are like, oh, I love to eat it rare. And is it safe? Of course, there's always risk associated with eating anything raw or undercooked.
Sure.
But we do it all the time, right? And it's pretty darn good.
What's the salmon I'm about to eat here?
You're eating Ora King salmon, and it's done with purslane.
This is the A-team.
It is purslane.
See, crispy on the top.
Yeah, by the way, you made this here in the studio on about one foot by one foot surface while Andrea was doing the big story.
Well, good thing we're close. I mean, I was able to cook it in a pan like right down the street.
That's great.
That is really cool.
It's excellent. The nectarines, and then there's a small amount of star anise, a little bit of allspice, and butter.
That's like butter soft. I mean, the texture is just unbelievable.
It's the fat content is awesome.
You talking about me? yeah, it really is fantastic. And just one of the things on the menu there. Any other questions about making seafood at home?
Should you put lemon? Sorry, Dave. I love lemon, but a lot of people say you don't put the lemon on first. You put it on after you cook
it. Yeah, of course. I mean, cooked lemon takes on an odd flavor. I mean, it really depends on what you're looking at. You just don't want things to become taste like a cleaning product, right? You know? So. notes from Dirk Flanagan. don't make things that taste like cleaning products.
The Wintrust Community Bank Hour continues. Dave, what was your question?
Thank you. Right when I was swallowing.
Sure, Dave, whatever. I'm eating.
The idea of grilling versus cooking. I grill a lot.
Okay.
Grill a lot. I've tried direct and indirect heat
okay.
for fish. What do you recommend?
You know what? It really depends on the fish. Salmon lends itself very well to indirect because of its fat content.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are lower in fat, like dorade or these thin fish, you know, trout and branzino and anyway, those things absorb smoke and the fire, all that carbon very well. So it really lends to the flavor because it's very mild. I do high heat on those. Once again, high heat, dry your fish, hit a little skim of olive oil onto it, skin side down, and just have a fish spatula. Like that's tools are very important, and you want to be very just cautious the way you set it on the grill, so that you have a clear shot at picking it up without any hitting
and
the
busting
grill
it
grates.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. because it's super delicate by the
right.
time it's done. Yeah.
But
and remember to put your smoke alarm back on.
Well, this I don't have one outside.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's right, because you live in a zoo.
Yes, so. Yes, I do.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And continued
thank
success.
You. Thank you. Oh, thank you very
much. I know
much.
You're crushing it at Ocean Cut, and he hasn't been home in the 4 months it's been open.
By the way, this is the roasted corn soup with the lobster?
Yeah, yeah, oh. chilled roasted corn, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just smiling back at you. This segment sounds so delicious.
Steve, yeah, I'm sorry you weren't able to eat. Oh, sorry.
Steve, I'm going home.
And Chef Dirk Flanagan, thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.